and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. I'm your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer because we know that prayer changes things. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for all that you've done for us, how you blessed us, you kept us, you've given us another day. We are thankful for your mercy, for your grace and your love that you have bestowed upon us. Not that we deserve it. We didn't deserve it, but we thank you. Thank you for the many mercies, oh, Lord, that you have shown unto us, your people. Oh, my God, I pray that you continue to look upon us, continue to bless our souls. We need a blessing. We need you today, Lord. We know that you have all power in your hand and that thou art a deliverer. We trust in you. Our hope is in you. And there is no other help that we know. Our help coming from you, Lord. We pray that you continue to touch and bless us. Strengthen us where we are weak, where we are torn down. Help us to stand and to go through, even when we are being tested and tried. Help us to stand our test. Help us, teach us how to endure. Give us that patience that we need to go through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to seek thy face and to draw nigh unto thee. We need a closer walk with you. We want to be found in your word. We want to be found worthy, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on us. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our unrighteousness. Forgive us of all things that is not according to thy word. Help us to pull upon the slack, to hew to the line, to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. You look on us, oh, Lord. You know, Lord, you know our frailties. You know our weaknesses. Oh, my God, make us strong where we are weak. Find the works of Satan and cast him out. Have your way, Lord, and your will, not our will. Let our will perish. Oh, my God, we are seeking to please you and not men. You told us in your word not to be men pleasers. Help us to please you and to give glory and honor unto thy name that you may be glorified. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you, Jesus. We need you right now to come to our rescue, O Lord. Come to our rescue, O Lord. Hear our prayer, Jesus. O Lord. Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Jesus, bless in a special way, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we need you to move for us, O Lord. Move by your spirit, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, 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 we are calling on your name. There's none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, none other than the name of Jesus. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Let your spirit prevail. Jesus, without you, we can do nothing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, Lord. Those who are sick and afflicted, those who are weak, those who need strength to go through, Lord, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Jesus, 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 have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus, Jesus. come to our rescue, oh Lord. Right out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven. Move, Lord, move in a mighty way. We are waiting on you, Lord. We know that thou art a healer. You can heal, you can save, and you can deliver, Lord. Deliver the bound souls, those who are designed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Forgive their sins and blot out of their transgressions. Help them, O Lord. Fill them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able. I know you're able, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We're waiting, O Lord. We realize we can do nothing without you. We realize that we need you, Lord. We need your help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, save to the uttermost, Lord. Jesus, move, Lord, while we are waiting, while we are praying, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, take control. Jesus, take control of this broadcast. Meet us here tonight. Have your way, Lord. Send your word. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, we pray that you will touch them. We pray that you will have mercy on them. Jesus, save, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord, those who are battling cancer. We want you to heal their bodies, oh Lord. Work a miracle in their lives. Jesus, those who are battling the COVID virus, we pray that you touch and bless them. We pray that you heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, patients, those who are cannot move their limbs, those who cannot speak, we pray that you touch them, Jesus. Heal their bodies, oh Lord. Be merciful unto them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we're waiting, Lord, calling upon your name. We know there's power in your name. We know you're able, Lord. You are an able God, Lord. Have thine own way. Thy will be done. Not our will, Lord, but let our will perish. Help us to seek to please you in every way. We know you're able to take us through. We're waiting and depending on you. There is no other help we know. You are our very present help. And we know that thou art a miracle worker. We know that thou art yet working miracles. We pray that you continue to bless and have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise. We pray that you look on your people throughout the world. All of those who are listed on the prayer list, one by one and name by name, we pray that you will touch and heal them. Raise them up, O Lord. Have mercy upon their souls. They may glorify thy name, oh Lord, that they may give praise and honor to the only wise God, the only worthy God. Help them, oh Lord, to acknowledge you in all their ways, to tell of your goodness, and to proclaim their healing in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and we will be reading from the 127th number of Psalms. That's the 127th number of Psalms. Except the Lord build the house, thy labor in vain that build it, the city The watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quivers full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 127th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 127th number of Psalms coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond, and we thank the Lord for her on tonight. Now, we want to remember these souls in prayer because we know that God is yet healing and he's yet working miracles. So we want to remember these souls, Patrick and Montrell Miller, and I believe the Lord did bless Montrell, but we want to also pray for Patrick, because we know that God is yet in the blessing business. And I'm asking you to pray for my uncle, Dave Pauldell, and his wife, Jewel. We want to remember Stephanie Williams. She lost her son about a month ago, but she is seeking the Lord. She's trying to get her soul saved, and she has made a lot of changes in her life, and we are glad about it. So we want to remember her in our prayers. We are also praying for Bill Bradley. He is battling cancer. We want to pray for Mother Austin. The Lord did bless her to come home, and she's doing better, but we want to keep her in our prayers. And we want to pray a special prayer for Stephen Allen Sr. He is battling cancer, and he has made a great change in his life. The Lord has changed him. He said he wants to live, and that is a blessing. He knew that what he was doing was wrong, and the Lord gave him the strength to come out of it, and he's trying to do better because God has been good. So we thank the Lord for him. We want to pray also for Margie Pauldell. We want to pray for Mary and Samuel Anderson. We know that God is yet in the healing business, and we know that he's yet working miracles in the people's lives. We pray for a miracle for Samuel Anderson. We want to pray for Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Ventria Blackshear, that the Lord will save her, change her life, and change her mind. We also pray for Titus Edmonds Sr., and the Lord did touch him. He began to give God praises. So we are thankful for that, and we are yet praying for this 10-year-old child, Logan. He has a mind, he wants to take his own life. He's only 10 years old, and he has tried it 2 times already. But we know that God can intervene and change his mind. So we thank the Lord for that. We also pray for Steve, who lives in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. He asked for a prayer a couple of weeks ago, and we prayed for him right on the street. And we prayed, and the tears began to roll down his face. So we thank God for what he is doing. God is yet saving. Let us remember these souls in prayer. And at this time, if there's no other announcements, praise the Lord, I do believe that the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is in their 59th annual convocational revival right now as we speak. speak. And they are on the conference line. If anyone would like to tune in after this broadcast, you can dial 720-740-9840. And the code, access code, is 187631. And also, if there's anyone would like to go on the conference line for the Pastor Sheila Hameen show, you can dial 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. We thank you again for tuning in on tonight, and we're going to go to the Word of God, and perhaps we won't be before you that long, but we want to go to St. John, the 3rd chapter and verse 16. So if you have your Bibles, your Bibles, if you want to write these scriptures down, you can write them down. And after this service, you can go back and read them over again. And we are reading from the King James Version of the Bible. It's not a revised, but it's the King James original writing. King James Version Bible, St. John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God. We thank the Lord tonight. There is life in Christ if you just take God at his word and believe on him as the scripture has said. My title tonight, You Can Receive Eternal Life. And my theme, If You Only Believe. You have to believe. Once you hear the word of God, if you believe it, you can receive this eternal life. But if you don't believe it, then you will receive eternal damnation. The word of God says in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter and verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. So if you just believe on Jesus, can receive remission of your sins. God will remit your sins. He will save you. He will forgive you and give you a chance at this eternal life. But you gotta believe. That's the key. You must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you believe on him, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory to God. In the book of 1 John, I believe it's St. John 1 and 12, as many as have received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Glory to God. John bear witness of him, and he cried, saying, this is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Jesus was before John, but John declared, glory to God, he was crying. He said, this is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. Glory to God. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent the priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. John told them, I am not the Christ. Glory to God. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. To him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the pathway of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. Jesus. John was talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. He wasn't worthy to unlatch his shoes. But he said in the word, he said, these things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And then John ended up baptizing Jesus. Glory to God. And the word of God tells us in St. John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Glory to God. We have to believe on Jesus. He's the only begotten Son of God, the one that gave his life for you and I. He went up on Calvary's cross and died for you, and he died for me, and he died for the whole wide world. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord, he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He gave his life. Glory, glory. He didn't have to do it. He said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down for my friends. And ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Hallelujah. We are the friends of Jesus because we try to keep his commandments and be obedient to the will of God. Hallelujah. We're seeking to please God because we want that eternal life. He said in the word, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. You'll find this in St. John 3:36. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Glory to God. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he hath everlasting life, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. So we must believe on Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Jesus in St. Mark 9:23. You can write these scriptures down and go back to them later. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I wonder, do you believe? I believe that all things are possible to him that believes. You have to take God at his word in the Lord God Almighty, because he can do whatever he will, whatever he needs, he can do it. Hallelujah. In St. John 6 and 47, the word of God said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me have everlasting life. If you believe on Jesus, you already have everlasting life. And when you believe on Jesus, if you are in sin, you will turn from your sin. You will turn from your way. You'll turn from evil. You'll turn from lying. You'll turn from cheating. You'll turn from stealing. You'll return, hallelujah, unto the Lord and give your life unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord will put that everlasting life in your soul. And when Jesus returns to the face of the earth, hallelujah, he's coming in a cloud. Glory to God, when he returns in a cloud, you will be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and 6, wherefore also, contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. If you believe on Jesus, you shall not be confounded. He's laid in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, and that stone is precious. Glory to God. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. If you just take God at his word and believe on him, as the scripture has said, not like you want to believe, not like others believe, yes, but believe on the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved and thy house. You can be saved and your whole house can be saved if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. If you believe on him, you're not going to abide in darkness. You're not going to keep walking in the dark, but you'll yet be walking in the light. And Jesus is that light. He is the light of the world. In St. John 6 and 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. You don't have to worry about being thirsty, because when Jesus come into your life, he will fill you up with his spirit. Glory to God. It doesn't mean that you won't be hungry for the natural food, but you won't have to be hungry for that spiritual food, because Jesus is the bread of life. You can eat of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you won't be hungry. Hallelujah. He said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Glory to God. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Hallelujah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I'm a witness to that. Hallelujah. I never had to beg for bread since I came to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord saw our need. When the barrel began to get low, the Lord was right there way. He opened up a door, and there was the food, and also there was the dishes. I tell you, God is a good God. He never fails. He's an on-time God. He'll be right there when you need him most. Hallelujah. When your friends and your family and everybody forsake you and turn their backs on you, the Lord will never leave. He said, no, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Even when you're going through your tests and your trials, Jesus said, I'll be with you. Your friends may not be with you. They might walk out on you. When you begin to believe on the only begotten Son of God, sometimes your so-called friends will turn their back on you. They don't want to go with you no more. They don't want to be with you no more. They don't want to talk to you anymore. But God, the Lord God, he won't leave you. He won't run out on you. He won't forsake you. But he'll be with you. Hallelujah. In the sixth trouble, he won't forsake you. In the seventh trouble, he'll be right there. Glory to God. He'll take you through when your friends turn their back on you, when they leave you all alone. My God, I said, my God, he won't leave you, but he'll be right there. Hallelujah. When you're being tested, when you're being tried, and the enemy has risen up against you, hallelujah, the Lord will be right there. Your friends may turn their back on you. They may walk away. They might not want to speak to you. They might not want to talk to you. Hallelujah. They may not want to call you on the phone. But that's all right. As long as I got Jesus, hallelujah, that's what counts. As long as the Lord is on my side, everything will be all right. As long as I have life in Christ, I can make this journey. I can go a little further with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn your back on me. Talk about me. Vandalize my name. But glory, hallelujah, I will remain. I will remain on the Lord's side. I heard Paul when he said, I am persuaded that none of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. No height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers. Hallelujah. Nor any such thing shall be able to separate me from my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The word of God is right. I believe God's word, and I know God cannot fail. He cannot lie, but he'll be with us. He will go with us. When we're going through the fire, he'll be right there with us. When we go through the storm, he won't let the waters overflow us. God, he will be right there with us.
Yes, he will.
When we get into the fire, God will be with us. He'll go with us right into the fire. Hallelujah. And we won't be burnt. You won't smell the scent of smoke on our clothes, because God is almighty. He's a powerful God. He can take us through whatever we're going through. You may be going through an illness, but God can take you through it. You may be sick and afflicted in your body, but God, I say God,
He can take you through it. He can heal your body. He can work a miracle in your life. He can turn it around. He can change things. He can make it all right. Hallelujah. Amen. He can make it better for you. Thank you, Jesus. He can give you life where there's death. Hallelujah. He can speak the word. Hallelujah. And you can live. He said, when I saw being polluted in thy blood, when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, he said, live. He said, live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can work a miracle in your life. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the doctor said. What did Jesus say? Hallelujah. He said, I will heal you. Hallelujah. If you just give your life to Jesus, turn your life over to the Lord and let the Lord fix it in your life. Let Jesus come into your life. Let him come into your heart. Let your heart say yes to God. Yes, Lord, I want to please you. Yes, Lord, I want to be saved. Yes, Lord, I believe. If my wife don't believe, I believe. If my husband don't believe, I believe. If my children don't believe, I believe. Hallelujah. God is able. He's able to fill you up with his spirit. He can change your mind, convert your soul, sanctify you, clean you up. Hallelujah. And then he'll put his spirit in you. God can. He can do it today. If you just only believe. Just believe. Hallelujah. It's on condition. You must believe God. You must take him at his word. His word is true. God is not a man that he should lie. But God's word will stand forever. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God abideth forever. Hallelujah. God's word is forever settled in heaven. You can stand on God's word. If God said it, God means it. If God said it, God will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you only believe, just believe him right now. If the Lord touched your heart, you can open up right now and say, Lord, I believe. Help me, oh Lord. Help me to give my life to you in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord change that mind, that old mind that you have. Some people, they get set in their way. They don't want to change. I already got a church. I already got this. But no, you have to believe. You can go to church all your life. But if you don't believe on the Son of God, if you don't believe on Jesus, hallelujah, you will end up losing your soul. You must take God at his word and believe on him as the scripture has said. Hallelujah. And when you believe like that, the Spirit of the Lord will take control. He will move on you and let you know that he is alive and that he is of a true, real. Hallelujah. And you will be able to witness for yourself and say, yes, God is real. The songwriter sang a song, say, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You'll know for yourself that this is the Lord. This is the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can go ahead on and glorify God and give his name the praise and say, something has happened unto me. Something I cannot explain, but I know something has happened unto me. God will do it if you just believe, if you take God at his holy word. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will do just what he said he would do. He'll give you that eternal life if you just take him at his word. In 1 John 5:11-13, God have given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So we thank God tonight. God can do anything.
Anything.
There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. God can do everything. Whatever we need him to do, he can do it. Glory to God. I just thank God for his precious word. Over in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. If we just give our life to God, God has a great gift for us.
Yes, he does.
And it is called eternal life. We thank God for his word. His word is forever settled in heaven. And we know that God will perform that which he has spoken. So we thank the Lord for his word on the night. At this time, there may be someone who wants that eternal life. All you have to do is believe. We're not asking you to do, or neither is God. He's not asking you to do anything that's spectacular. He just asks that you believe. That's all it takes. A little bit of faith, believe the word of God, and try God for yourself.
Yeah.
You might say, well, so-and-so said they tried him, and so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that. But try him for yourself, and then you will know for yourself that God can, and he will, give eternal life. So as we bow our heads in a word of prayer, we want to pray for those who want to be saved. We want to pray for those who are sick and afflicted, for those who are going through tests and trials, because we know that God is able to heal, save, and deliver. So let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the eternal life that you have given to us. All we have to do is receive it. All we must do is believe, as the scripture has said. Hallelujah. We pray that you look on those souls that want to be converted, that want to be changed. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch their mind, oh Lord. Change them from their old way. Change them from their sins, oh Lord. Help them to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will sanctify them, clean them up, oh Lord, and put your spirit in them, Lord, that they may have this eternal life. Oh my God, I pray that you look on the sick and afflicted, those who are going through tests and trials. We want you to heal the sick, oh Lord. Deliver those who are going through tests and trials, who are being tried on every hand. We know you're able to deliver. We know you got the power some soul. Encourage souls of men. Help them to run for their lives. Help them to draw closer to you, Lord. We know you can do it, oh Lord. We believe your word today. Have your way. Let your will be done. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We're depending on you today, and we know you're able to take us through. No other help we know. We're depending on you, our only hope. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, help your people, help the listeners, those who are listening on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch them, strengthen them, heal, forgive, save, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you believe God, the work is already done. Jesus already died, went back to his Father, and he gave all those who believe on him, as the scripture has said, he has given them eternal life. You can have it today. So we thank God for you tuning in tonight. At this time, we're going to have some words from Sister Cheryl. We're going to give her a chance to, even if she has a testimony or something that she would like to say concerning this eternal life, she can. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Giving the honor to God. To all the listeners out,
yes,
joining in the service tonight, I just want to say that if you just make that one step, the Lord will do the rest.
Amen.
You just got to be willing and determined,
yes,
to give your life to the Lord.
Amen.
Now that about 3 years ago,
yes,
I went to the Founders Day service,
yes,
and I had in my mind that I was just going to go to church and I was going to leave and do what I wanted to do.
Yes.
And the minister began to preach, and he began to talk about that white horse. And the name that sat upon it was Death.
Yes.
And he began to preach that message. And that message began to get my attention. And he was preaching. And I was listening attentively. And my thoughts was just going to leave after service. But God had other plans.
Yes, he did.
How that when he got finished preaching, he had an altar call. And I was saying to myself, I'm going to go up here and pray. But the devil tried to trick me and say, you have to go to the bathroom. And I began to go to the bathroom, but my mind was already made up that I was going to the altar. And I went as quickly as I could to the bathroom, and I came back to the altar, and I began to call on Jesus.
Yes.
And I began to call on him from my heart.
Yes.
Because God had already pricked that heart.
Amen.
And by the time I got to that altar, that heart was soft.
All right.
And I began to call him, and I mean I called him. And I began to tell the Lord as I called him that I was so sorry that I sinned against him.
Yes.
And the more I called on him, the more he touched me.
Yes.
And then the devil tried to come in again and say, you're hungry. Your stomach is hurting. You got to sit down. But I kept on calling him.
Amen.
And I didn't stop calling him until the Lord did the work.
Yes.
And it didn't take all night because my mind was already made up.
All right.
That I was not leaving there until I received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I can say for sure that the Lord came in. He converted me.
Yes.
He sanctified me.
Reason.
And he gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And I am glad about it.
Glad about it.
I am glad about it. My life has never been so great.
Thank you.
Since I've been saved. The Lord has been blessing me.
Yes.
The Lord has been making ways out of no way for me.
Yes.
The Lord has even blessed me to go to school.
Yes.
He blessed me to graduate.
Yes.
And I am thankful for everything that the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, all you got to do is make that one step. And give your life to the Lord, and you'll see all the blessings that the Lord has waiting for you.
That's right, amen.
You going through trials and tribulations right now. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You don't know if you're going to get a job. You give your life to the Lord, and he will make a way.
Yes, he will.
Even when you don't see a way,
amen.
God will make a way.
Amen.
So I'm just telling you, give your life to the Lord. It's the best move you can ever make.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful testimony coming through Sister Cheryl. And I'm a witness. I was there when the work was done. Amen. So God is a good God. Oh, all you have to do is believe the word of God. It's nothing hard. It's not, God is not asking you to do anything hard. Glory to God. It's just so easy to believe on the Lord. If you believe in, the Lord will work in your life. He will work things out. I don't care what you're going through. God will begin to work for you. And he'll begin to prove himself to you even the more. And it will cause you to believe even the more in God. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful testimony. And at this time, if there's no more comments or remarks, we want to invite you to tune in again on next week, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Glory to God. You can call in on the radio broadcast. You can call 563-999-3511, call-in number. You can call in on that number and get us on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And then we'll be back again next Sunday. On Sunday night at 7 p.m., you can call the same number, and we'll be here. Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We want to say God bless you to all who's on the line. If my uncle is on, I'm glad that he was able to get on. And my aunt, we thank the Lord for them, Aunt Margie, pressing her way and how she's been on the line. So, and we thank God also for Cousin Gloria. She's been faithfully supporting this ministry. And also Cousin Jeanette, she has been faithfully supporting this broadcast. And we thank the Lord for her and her family, for Gloria and her family, and for all those and who have supported this broadcast. We say God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. This brings the broadcast to a close. And I want to say also, if you would like to receive a Bible, brand new Bible, King James Version, all you have to do is call this number, 856-304-7774. Once again, that number is 856-304-7774, and we will get your information and send you a brand new Bible. God bless you. This brings the broadcast to a close, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.